Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Gone!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
Brewers and Phillies opening up a crucial three-game series here at American Family Field. Ranger Suarez, lefty, getting the ball for the Phils, as Aaron Civale, who's been great for the last month plus for the Brewers. This game was scoreless in the first, stayed scoreless in the second, thanks to another key defensive play from Sal Frelick.
A little soft liner through the right side and into right field for a base hit. Stevenson turns second, on his way to third. Here's the throw, and they got him. Sal Frelick gunned him down. What a throw from Sal.
What a shot from Sal as the Brewers got another defensive run saved, if you will. He leads all right fielders in defensive runs saved. Then the Brewers offense showed up in the bottom of the third inning with one out, Churio walked, then Perkins singled, setting the stage for Wild Bill.
3-2 pitch is a liner back up the middle and into left center field. Churio around third. He will score. It splits the defenders, rolls all the way to the wall. Perkins cruising around third. He's in there standing up. It's a two-run double for William Contreras, and the Brewers have struck first in this series.
Lane Grindle's call here. So they're out in front, only the second time they scored first in four games against the Phillies. Then the Brewers' offense in the fourth inning got a rally starter from everyone's favorite, a leadoff walk. Then it was a double by Sal Frelick, and Joey Ortiz would tag a sac fly. However, the Phillies would respond with a solo homer in the fifth. Civale was still rolling, entering the sixth, but allowed a pair of singles to start the frame. With a thin bullpen, the Brewers had to go to Hobie Milner to face Bryce Harper, Nick Castellanos, and Alec Bohm. And man, Hobie Milner turned back the clock and got the job done.
Ground ball right back to Milner. He snares it on a hop, flips it to Hoskins, and Hobie Milner gets out of the jam in the sixth.
It only took 10 pitches to retire aside for him and leave two stranded. So the Brewers still leading at this point by a 3-1 score. Looking for some insurance, they would get it in the bottom half of the inning against one of the toughest relievers in the game, Jose Alvarado.
1-2, runner goes, line drive right center. Gap written all over it. Frelick's going to score with ease. Ortiz is going to keep going for third. The relay throw late. It's an RBI triple for Joey Ortiz to extend the lead to 4-1.
That made it from Jeff Levering on the call. They weren't done in the inning. Still a tough AB for any lefty, Bryce Terang.
Line to left. That is down a base hit. Bryce Terang delivers. 5-1 Milwaukee.
That would be the end of the day for the offense for that inning. They would add a sac fly in the seventh. Colin Ray would enter as well in the seventh inning, too, after relieving Hobie Milner. He allowed one inherited runner to score, but otherwise got Turner to fly out. But then in the eighth, he allowed Nick Castellanos to reach on a single and leaned on his defense to get out of the frame.
Pitch to Bohm. Ground ball to short, double play ball. Adames, Terang, and Hoskins. 6-4-3. They roll up two.
And finally, in the ninth, Ray was somewhere he'd never been before, looking for his first professional save.
Hit off the end of the bat to right. Sal Frelick is there, and this ball game is over. The Brewers with a 6-2 triumph over the Phillies in game number one of this three-game series.
A victory for the crew. The magic number improves to 2. The Cubs also won, and the Dodgers also won, so the Brewers still remain the third seed in the National League. Wrap up the program after this on 620 WTMJ.